right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Hello, welcome to Tuesday.
Good morning.
How are we?
Brilliant.
We're doing good?
Good. Yeah.
Very good. I got a strange request from you last night, Jade.
Yes.
Very strange. You were up quite late.
Yeah, 11 was a o'clock little bit last night. I was watching Big Bang Theory.
Jade Campbell, here we go. It's got, you've sent me a link. Domino's Australia, they've unveiled a pizza wedding ring.
Yes.
Now, it's available to win worth $9,000. Now, tell us the story behind why this would be so great for you to win this.
Okay, so they're giving away this ring on Valentine's Day, so one lucky man or woman can propose to their other half.
Yeah.
And I saw this ring and I just wanted it instantly because Ben and I actually met at Domino's when we were 17 and 18 years old.
And working there.
And we were working together there. So I just think...
that cool room. Imagine the shenanigans going on in there.
Pass the pepperoni. So I really, really want to win this ring. So I thought, stuff it, I'm going to enter. So you just need to make up a 30-second video as to how you would use pizza in your proposal and just, you know, try your luck at winning.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but then you'd think you would enter it with your husband, Ben. But then you went, Maddie, I need you as an actor.
So you want me to be in the video pretending to be your husband. You've even gone as far as thinking about printing a life-size mask out of your husband's face for me to wear.
Yes.
Right. That sounds like a horror movie.
Well, they want to see the dedication and the lengths that you'll go to.
Now, Crevo, you asked Jade what kind of payment would be in this.
Yeah, I thought, because it's, what is it worth, $9,000?
About $9,000,
I thought at least 50-50. So you'd pay him, Maddie, $4,500.
No.
Why do you say no to that?
Well, because I said it's my creative idea. I'm the one that wants to win. He should just want to be able to help me out as a good friend.
So if Maddie won like $9,000 on Keno or something and you'd pay half the ticket, would you want half?
That's different.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is.
Because the person winning is different, that's all.
Well, it depends if I gave him the money because he needed a little bit of help.
You'd still want half, anyway. I reckon.
Look, from horror wedding videos, yes, I'll help you, Jade.
Thank you.
To a woman over in India, she's broken a new Guinness World Record by having 31 toes and fingers.
Mm-hmm. Freaky, just putting it out there.
Yeah, it looks very strange. I'm going to tell you more about her next, straight after Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, kicking off your Tuesday. Good morning, Yui. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, we're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Tops of 24 on the coast today, 26 at Maitland in the valley. Some relief, it's currently 20 at Warners Bay. Going over to India, guys, got a brand new entry into the Guinness Book of World Records. I need to tell you about. It's for the person with the most fingers and toes in the world. Now, question, how many do you think there are? Toes and fingers included.
Well, I thought you said it before the break.
Oh, did I? Damn.
32.
No, it's actually 31.
Oh,
so woman,
wasn't far off, was I?
Well, the previous number was 28.
Oh,
28.
So she's smashing it with the fingering, isn't she?
She really is. Her name is Kumari Nayak. She's 63 and she was born with polydactylism, a common abnormality at birth where the person has extra digits.
Get Kumari. Is it Kumari?
Kumari.
Kumari, a keyboard.
How quick could she type?
I was thinking more piano-style keyboard. We might have another Mozart on our hands.
You know what?
I know. Yeah.
There would be a finger for every key.
Well, no.
Almost.
64 keys is already a pretty small keyboard.
Words per minute. Enter into one of those receptionists.
Still talking about
Look,
the piano.
She has 12 fingers and 19 toes in total. And now she's having problems at home. She's lives in a place called Odisha, and says her condition means that she's forced to stay indoors as her superstitious neighbours brand her a witch.
Well, that's not nice.
That's sad.
The poor thing.
get her over to, you know, Australia or something, and she'll get a contract in programming or whatever.
I'm sure she's a lovely lady, but it is a little bit freakish to look at.
In this interview, she says, "The residents nearby who are too much into blind faiths believe that I am a witch and keep away from me. They sometimes come to see my condition, but never help."
It's weird they talk in a very generic accent.
I'm not kidding, but looking at her feet, imagine an elephant's, foot. That's what it looks like.
Give us a look.
Dead set.
Come on.
It's an elephant's
trunk. She's
just got
extra toes.
No, but it...
It's a little bit wide. You'd be wanting to get custom shoes.
Oh, she ain't wearing
elephants.
Kumari says she has no money to fund any form of treatment, and government officials in India have offered her a home and a pension while trying to spread awareness among her neighbours.
Yeah. Oh, well, she's doing all right.
Yeah, but I still...
Jade's like, she's got a free house.
Free house?
How dare she?
The people that are saying she's a witch, though, that's pretty bad.
That's mean.
Ah, well, that happens. Maybe she is. Maybe she's a witch of a
no,
woman.
No, she isn't.
Very cranky.
Witches don't exist, Maddie. It's not how it works.
Jade's here.
What do you mean?
You put those pins in that doll of mine that looks like me.
That's still only voodoo.
Hey, what's Creebo packing up next? Double pass to Reading Cinemas to give away.
I've got my satchel here, slipping my hand inside. I've popped something inside there. You've just got to figure out what it is. Clue first, as always.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you might slip into your mouth. Here we go.
Excellent. Okay. Give us a call. Lines are open 13 10 09. We're going to play next at New FM.
The Novos, what's Crevo packing?
We have a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown. If you want to win it, you just need to guess what Crevo is packing in his satchel. He'll give it a shake and we'll help you through with the correct clues. So
that's right.
First one was...
That you're going to pop this in your mouth.
Oh, hello.
All right, here we go.
Okay, very good. It's very noisy in there today. Sounds like a clue, like a... I shouldn't guess, should
yeah,
I?
You're not
I've ruined
fine.
The game. Yeah. Ali, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, my dear?
I'm good.
What's on the agenda? You're off to work, you're going to the gym, what's the go?
Oh, no, I'm a house cleaner, so I'm off to work.
How did you get into house cleaning? I'm curious, because I hate cleaning houses.
Did you just start with smaller things, like a shoe, cleaning shoes and work your way up to a house, or...?
No, I do resorts and motels and stuff.
Do you enjoy...
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Do you enjoy your job?
I do.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I always have wondered that. Like, I just hate cleaning, like, all the time.
Quick question. You do resorts. What's the weirdest thing you found in a room?
Yeah, there's a good one.
A condom in the bed.
Sickos.
Imagine that. Having intimate
that's
times in a hotel room.
That doesn't happen.
Sickos.
All right, let's do this, Ali. Tell us, what do you think Crevo's packing today?
Mentos in a tin.
Incorrect.
That's what I was going to say. Sorry, yeah. Ali. Enjoy your day. Thanks for calling.
Rochelle, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You're being a very good partner this morning. You've already dropped your husband off to work.
Yeah, every morning.
Wow. Out of curiosity, is that because you just have the one car or...?
Yeah, we just have the one car at the moment, so it's made life a bit harder.
It has to be love, Rochelle, really, if you're getting up this early to drop him off at work.
Oh, it definitely is.
You know, you're sacrificing a decent sleep in. I mean, that's love.
I know, I love my weekends.
All right, I'm going to give you another clue. Next clue is most people would have these at their house.
Okay, I'm thinking a tablet, like medicine tablet.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that.
Oh,
it's a little sort of Nurofen sort of things.
Oh, yes.
Happy
awesome.
Days. You're off to the movies. Double pass, Reading Cinemas, Charlestown. Rochelle, enjoy your day. Congrats.
Guys, I love dogs because they're just the greatest.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They are the bomb. And there's this hero police dog who has just saved a marriage after finding a wedding ring that was thrown away after an argument.
Oh.
Gold star to that canine. I'll tell you more about it in a sec.
That's the kind of dog you want.
Yeah. Woof.
Not ones that lunge at babies. 6:25, you with the Novos. It's all thanks to Maccas. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
So you guys are familiar with Elon Musk.
Of course.
Yes.
He's the man who builds rockets, builds cars off to space, that sort of gear.
I read an article last night, actually, that he could possibly be, very soon, the world's first trillionaire.
Really?
Yeah, well, his Tesla company is really going up in value because they're starting to build the cars in China now as well. So it's just gone berserk.
Crazy.
Obviously, a man like that, you'd think, oh, he'd be quite busy. Not much spare time on his hands.
Yeah, you'd think so. That those sort of men don't get much sleep.
Turns out he is, in fact, have some spare time. He's made a new song. It's called Don't... What is it? Don't Doubt Your Vibe. It's a bit of a, like... I'm going to call it like a techno
song. Is it a parody song?
No, it's real. Have a listen. This is a weird stuff from him.
Oh, we have some. Here we go.
Okay, can I jump in here?
Yeah, of course.
Just further confirms my theory that Elon Musk is styling himself as some sort of James Bond supervillain. He's got the rockets, he's got the billions of dollars.
He's very
and now
Tony
he's
Stark,
releasing
isn't he?
This.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what?
Doesn't he smoke a lot of the green fairy stuff?
What's that stuff, Jade?
Well, you know,
that song sounds like a German bathhouse soundtrack, like.
I haven't been in any German bathhouses, yes, Maddie.
You know.
To calm down Rammstein. Yeah. Oh,
that's not soothing in any way.
What a horrible song. Doesn't it just go to show, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you can't create talent. You can't buy talent.
The girl is dating is Grimes, who's a proper musician.
Oh, well, this explains it.
You know what that makes me think? She's had no involvement in the song whatsoever.
You know when couples start taking on each other's interests? Like, that's what he's
like how you're getting into bodyboarding?
Yes,
exactly. Went for a surf yesterday, thanks. It was great. But, I've got nothing else on
your radio.
What a weird unit, eh?
Wow.
Can we put that on the song challenge on Friday? Oh. Elon Musk.
Do you know what? It'll probably go to number one because he can afford to just buy all the downloads.
Yeah.
True.
There's a vanity project if I've ever seen one.
Well, guys, this man was having an argument with his wife. He got extremely mad. He was in the moment. They were saying horrible things to each other, and then he's like, "It's over!" And he threw his ring into the bush as they were driving past. So having this argument in the cars, all good arguments are had in a moving vehicle. So he felt bad. He went back with his mate with a torch and was trying to find the ring in the grass. And then a police officer comes by and saves the day with their police dog sniffed
now,
out the ring.
There you go.
Sniff.
Lucky.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
So on 13:09, where did you throw your ring in anger? I know my mum did this.
Oh, I can't wait for that story.
To my ex-stepdad.
We'll find out next, straight after Blessed Union of Souls. Hey, Leonardo, 6:36 at New FM. Good morning. Great song, Blessed Union of Souls. Hey, Leonardo, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Guys, some relief finally today. So much cooler. 24 on the coast, the top 26 at Maitland and the Valley.
Nothing like some good relief. Now, Jade, this man threw his ring into a bush and lost it.
Yeah.
Have you ever lost anything in your bush?
No, thank God for that.
Thank God.
Thank God, because you don't want to be searching.
There's a forest down there, jeez.
Yeah, you don't want to be searching in a bush.
Down to your house. No. So many plants in the backyard.
No, yeah. Exactly right.
Well said. But this guy luckily found the wedding ring that he threw into the bush whilst the car was moving, having an argument with his wife. He instantly regretted the decision.
Of course you would.
Went back with a mate who got roped in with a couple of torches on the side of the road. Looked a bit sus. A police officer who was driving by stopped to see what was going on. And luckily, he had a police dog in the vehicle with him.
This has happened to your mother. She's thrown her ring in anger as well, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So she threw it at my stepdad when we were hiking a mountain in Tasmania. And it was a family holiday full of great memories. And
including this gem.
Never found the ring.
How much was it there
searching. I can't remember how much their ring was.
Okay, like over 1,000?
Oh, yeah, probably. It was engagement ring. And and then it was funny because everyone was walking in pure silence. The tension, it was gutting.
What a so fun this family is holiday.
Stepdaddy Phil?
No, this is my second stepdad. He's Stephen.
Stephen.
Nice guy.
Stepdaddy
Poor Stephen. Yeah. He lost his ring.
Yeah. They had to get another one, but there was no finding
then
that.
Then she divorced him.
Yeah. 7 years later.
All that fondling through the bush for nothing.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Leanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hey. How are you today? Tell me, where do you throw the ring in anger?
Well, it was my husband. He sort of lost it inconspicuously in the sand at Stockton Beach.
Oh, so is it still lost to this day?
No. He's got it back. We're divorced, so yeah, it was a long time ago. But
he went down there after the divorce to dig it up.
No. I found it for him.
Oh, because, wow.
Yeah.
That was lucky.
I dug it. I didn't give up because it was just strange. We were a couple that never argued.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's why arguing is good, I think, and healthy sometimes because, you know, you let the steam off.
That's why, are you in another relationship now?
No, I'm single. It was too hurtful. Yeah, it's a long story. But anyway, we were at the beach. We had a nice unit over there. We're at the beach and he just sort of suddenly came up and said, oh, I've lost my wedding ring.
So you think that was a sign?
Yes, looking back now, yes. Oh. Yes, like when you look back on it, you don't see it at the time. As they say, love is blind.
I just
went, I was just madly digging in the sand and I actually found it. I couldn't believe it.
Isn't it amazing though? Like, because I've found a key in the sand before at a beach that I lost.
Mm.
It's cool. You just get lucky sometimes.
If you go down to the beach with a metal detector, you'll have a field day. I guarantee you the amount of stuff that people lose on the beach.
Oh, that's a real life treasure hunt.
I know. I've always wanted to buy one, but I think they're quite expensive. The metal detectors.
Leanne, don't give Jade ideas. That'll be the next hobby.
Please do. It entertains me.
Should be bodyboarding at the beach and then going metal detecting.
All in one thing. Thank you.
We're going to hook
so
you up
much.
With a prize, Leanne. Thanks for your call. Very good. Up next, Crevo, Believe It or Not.
That's right. So this is a little segment like Ripley's Believe It or Not, but it's just our own version.
Excellent.
In fact, sometimes we even rip the stories from them.
Hey, I love a cheap knockoff. We're doing it next, 6:44. Good morning. Shepherd Die Young. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM right now. It's time for Believe It or Not. I can't believe it.
That's right. This is essentially Ripley's Believe It or Not, but our own version. Today we've got the man who swallowed an aeroplane.
What?
Now, this obviously...
That's just not possible, Creeper.
Well, you wouldn't think so. Believe it or not, it's real.
How big was it?
Well, I'll get into that in just a minute. Patience, young Jay. This first bout of unusual eating came when this guy was drinking a glass of water. The glass shattered, and for some reason, he began chewing the fragments and then swallowed them. He then realised no ill effects.
Ooh.
Now, this is really weird, but he went to the doctor after that, and he was tested by doctors and gastroenterologists, and they determined that he had a condition known as pica, which basically means he has a really thick stomach and he can eat anything. And that started his career as basically a professional eater. So he became known as Monsieur Magnotot, which basically means Mr. Eat-All. So he started eating like he'd break things down, bigger things, and then chow down on them. He's eaten in his career 18 bicycles, 7 TVs, 2 beds,
what a freak.
15 supermarket trolleys, a computer, a coffin, handles and all. I love that they include that detail for no reason.
How Are they? So, is he
and
melting?
An aeroplane.
Is he melting it down or?
Funny you ask about the process. That's my next bit. So what he'd do is he'd break down these things into very small parts and then cover them in mineral oil before swallowing them down.
Ooh.
See, my first question is here, how does it come out the other end?
Painfully,
because, I mean, it must cut things up
well,
real
you
tall.
Would think so. I mean, he's got a strong stomach, but does he have a strong exit tube as well?
Doesn't
I'm not
mean,
sure.
Yeah, oh.
Then in 1978, the crowning glory, he chows down on an entire Cessna 150 aeroplane.
Is this guy still alive?
No, but he died in 2007.
Aged?
57.
Oh, well,
yeah, well, there you go.
Pretty young, but I like it that in there it says, he passed away of natural causes. I think I've got a clue as to why he might have died, mate.
Internal damage.
Yes, eating like 50 different bicycles and stuff.
All the toxins.
So bizarre.
Imagine all the metals going into your bloodstream.
The acid.
Yeah, well, he said a lot of the things that he ate included toxic components like lead. Lead is not good for you.
All that to go down in history.
Yeah, well, we're still talking about it today, I guess. Kind of amazing. Here's an interesting one to wrap it up. Because of his weird biology, he had an unusual problem. He struggled to eat soft foods like bananas.
Oh.
See, you're fine with eating a banana,
yeah,
aren't you,
Joe? I'm good.
You, Maddie? Any troubles eating a banana?
No, love bananas.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah, easy. Just slips down the throat. Simple as that. Oof. But for this guy, no go.
Well, that's very awkward. That's very awkward. Let's go back to the music right now. Here's brand new stuff from The Weeknd. Love this. It's my obsession at the moment. It's called Blinding Lights at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
New FM.
Three, two, one.
Newcastle Baths, obviously this, you know, redevelopment chat has arisen again. And Maddie, it sort of winds you up a little bit.
It does, because, you know what, people just whinge and whine about anything sometimes. I mean, I went down there the other week and there's that beautiful facade, but behind it, it's just an eyesore. Now, the last time this was mentioned, people just complained and whinged. And now there's nothing there. And it's like, wouldn't you rather something than looking at the back of a, you know, piece of concrete stood up by some metal poles?
I do agree with you, but I think last time when they put forward the expressions of interest, they took away the whole facade and it was just these ugly eyesore modern cubes,
right,
which is a new architectural trend, which I hate.
I'm all for keeping the facade, but do something with it. Like, you don't have to sacrifice on the heritage and history of it to still make it a functional space.
And I do agree with
that. Keep the facade, put something new in the back.
Like,
simple.
Newcastle Baths is so run down. Once you go up a little bit further to Merriweather, they are a lot nicer.
Yeah,
Newcastle Baths needs so much work.
It's true. Hopefully they can find agreement. So they're asking for more feedback at the moment.
What would you have there at the bar? Like, you know what I'd love? Nice little coffee shop. Just somewhere you can go and sit in of a morning, you know, nothing too hectic. You know, no bars or anything. Just, you know, maybe a nice little food store.
Yeah, that's right.
Just want the cafe and like an ice cream shop.
Do you know what would be really cool at Merriweather Baths?
What?
So someone was there the other week, right, and they had like a massive boom box and it was like, you know, 7:30 at night and they were pumping the tunes.
Oh, no, yeah.
God, it was good vibes.
Oh, you want a DJ?
No,
you
just
want
some
a DJ
music,
area.
Just some music, you know, just some, you know, get some vibe happening down there.
You want
no.
the beautiful sounds of the ocean.
I'm the sort of person that likes the quiet train, like the carriage on the train. I want the quietness
because
at the pool.
Old.
Exactly.
The Hunter's Pet Mare coming up next, Crevo.
That's right. We're on the hunt for a mare, a pet mare, rather, of the region. It's something we made up. It's not official, but God, you'll feel official when your pet is walking out with its own robes and crown.
The idea of this, right, the winner, you know, you almost want them to be approached to attend events.
Oh, absolutely.
And openings of pet stores and
that's
the
sort
like.
Of gear.
Well, the best thing is that really once you become pet mayor, I don't think there'll be a re-election, so you'll be pet mayor for life.
Sky's the limit, really, on what you could squeeze out of it.
All right, we're going to meet some more finalists next here after Billy Ray Cyrus, Lil Nas X. This is Old Town Road at 105.3 New FM, 7 past 7. Old Town Road, Billy Ray Cyrus, Lil Nas X on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. It's 10 past 7, currently sitting on 20 degrees out at Fingal Bay, tops of 24 degrees on the coast today. And we're talking to Hunter's Pet Mayor, Crevo.
That's right, we're on the search for the pet mayor of the region. Now, this can be any pet, a cat, a dog.
A mouse.
Anything you want. A pigeon, doesn't matter.
Hermit crabs.
So, obviously, you can send us a DM on Instagram, or you can send us a little photo of your pet on Facebook. Either way, we're pretty cruisy.
We're even going to have a little, like a crowning coronation
that's
here
right.
for the pet, winning pet.
And I get to knight them.
Yeah, that's right. We've said that you're allowed to do that. We'll get a plastic sword or something.
Yes.
Go for your life, Jade.
I love that Jade's dream of being a queen is only equated to her
knighting a pet.
Knighting a fake man, dog, or cat, or animal.
But we are getting
easily pleased.
A lot of dog submissions, and we're going to meet another dog candidate. Kelly, how are you this morning? Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
No, that's okay. Okay, welcome to the show. So, you were nominating your pet dog, Maverick. What breed is Maverick?
Maverick is a British bulldog.
A British bulldog. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I can see Maverick has a great British smile as well, Kelly.
He does have a serious underbite.
So this underbite makes Maverick sort of, I guess, his bottom jaw sort of sticks out, his teeth over his top gum.
Yes, he does.
It's so very adorable.
His fangs are hanging out.
Okay, and what are Maverick's best traits?
Like, he'd have to take the prize when it comes to snoring. That's a definite one.
Well, politicians are lazy.
That's true. They do like a nap.
Yes. He's a little old man stuck in a dog's body. He seriously is. He's a little old man.
Is he very...
I don't know how else to describe him.
Is he very approachable?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He will give you kisses until, you know, you're pushing him away to stop. He loves people. Yeah.
So he's got the kissing part down. Does he also like to shake hands, another important trait for politicians?
He does. He's a good shaker and he'll do a high five.
High five.
That's cool.
There's one down with the kids.
Exactly.
You know?
Young and hip with the youth.
Yeah. Hey, how long have you had Maverick, Kelly?
So we got him when he was like 8 weeks old, and he'll be 2 in March.
Oh, so he's a young fella, young whippersnapper.
So we got to train him early, which is good.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
And one more thing to wrap it up, Maverick's favourite treat or toy?
Oh my God, when we talk about treat, it's anything food.
All right, just food.
Anything. Perfect.
Love it. Well, thank you for your nomination there, Kelly. Good luck with that. We're meeting another nominee right now, guys. Going over to Tanya. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we are doing good. Now, very proud you must be of your pooch, Bella.
Yes.
Now, tell us why Bella is so special. How old is she, first of all?
Bella's 5.
5 years old. Very good. Yeah. And what makes Bella a great dog and candidate for the Hunter's Pet Mare?
I just think she's fun-loving and she's a bit loony at times as well, which makes her...
You do need a character.
Mm.
Yes. She's definitely a character at times.
What's the looniest thing she's done?
Oh, look, it's just out of nowhere. She'll get up and do these zoomies.
Just a lot
she'll just run around the house.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, what a lunatic character.
Yep, and then she'll just have a sleep.
And does she interact well with the public? Is she approachable? If other pets had problems they needed solved around the Hunter, would she be good to chat to?
Oh, I think so. It might take her a little bit to get in the groove, but... especially if someone's got food, that's fantastic.
Like any new job, it takes a while to find your paws, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yes, exactly.
Does she like a good pig's ear or a schmacko?
Yes, schmacko, definitely. Mm. I don't even want to say the T word, the treat, but,
Oh, you've said
treaty,
a while.
Treaty. What breed is Bella, Tanya?
She's a puggle.
A puggle?
Yes.
Is that a poodle and a pug?
Pug cross beagle.
Beagle. Oh, oh wow.
There you go.
I can see the beagle eyes now.
Yes,
I'm looking
definitely.
At. Yeah, yeah, very good. Very good. Thank you for that. Good luck. Of course, voting will start over the weekend, guys, yep. for Hunter's pet mare, the inaugural one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have
possibly the last.
That's
well.
Right. First and maybe last.
And we'll get those pictures up of Maverick and Bella so you can have a look at them in probably the next 15, 20.
Now, we've got to nail down. I want to get this one on. There's an alpaca that wears thongs, but the owner's proving very hard to get hold of. So
maybe off-riding the alpaca.
That's a bad trait for a politician.
What?
Well, it's like, we need to be able to get in touch with the alpaca.
Well, Scott Morrison's Prime Minister. I mean, you can't get hold of him over Christmas, can you?
Busy man. Busy man. Well, guys, I need to have need your help after this. Oh. I need to have a little bit of a vent because my sister really made me feel bad about myself on the weekend.
Well, Dad, safe space. We're here to support you.
Yeah,
does your sister ever say anything nice to you? Because I always feel you have a story of how your sister, she's calling you fat or, you know, she's telling you to stop eating.
Well, this one, if you think that was bad, this one really takes the cake.
I love these. Yes. I love when I get to play this.
That's Wacky Family.
Yep.
Stories next.
All right, it's 7:16 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos.
Pink, who knew? Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM, and we're talking Jade's dysfunctional family.
This takes a cake.
Oh,
honestly, I'm feeling angry about it now, the situation that unfolded.
You can tell because your eyes get a little bit smaller.
They narrow?
They narrow.
Yeah. Because at first I think I was in shock when I had this conversation with my sister. So on my personal Facebook page, I put up that I was maybe contemplating getting contact lenses because I'm going away on holidays in 2 months' time and we're going to be doing a lot of walking around. So I didn't want to have to be, you know, switching between the sunglasses and the glasses when we're going in and out of cafes and different places.
The first holiday mention, Creeper, I'm taking time.
Oh, yeah, excellent. We should keep count, actually. That's fun.
So, she called me the other day because she lives in Queensland. And she said to me, oh, are you thinking about getting contact lenses? And I said, oh, yeah, maybe, but I don't think I'm going to do it anymore. She says, oh, really? I said, what's that supposed to mean? And she goes, well, I really think you should probably get contact lenses. And I said, why? And she's like, well, the thing is, in your job, you really need to start looking at your appearance. And I said, yeah. And I said, continue, Brooke. She goes, well, the thing is, like, if you ever, you know, want to move on to, you know, a different job somewhere else or, you know, move up in your career, no one's going to hire you if you're going to be wearing glasses because you're
is
not pretty.
Is this real?
I'm dead set. She's
That's
like,
That's awful.
Isn't it?
Jade, I'm going to say this. I think your sister sounds really shallow.
Well, she can be. I will say
like,
she can
real
be.
Real talk. That's awful.
Is it? But, like, I was sort of taken aback because I was thinking, and I honestly had no words. I still don't thinking about it when I have to relive the situation. Because I said, Brooke, that's not very nice. She's like, but it's true. And she's like, and I've got some other career advice for you. Oh. I said, really, do you now? And she goes, well, seeing that you guys do have the live stream up, you really should start wearing makeup in the mornings. I said, Brooke, no. I don't have to wear makeup.
No.
She's like, well, you know what? Don't blame me if you don't ever get, you know, grow in your career.
Oh my God.
This is serious. I know I'm not making this up. This is like almost word for word. And then I said to her, Brooke, just let me be me. I said, like, I'm keeping it real. I go to work being me. That's, you know,
that's what
real talk.
That's what real people. I'm just being me.
She's jealous of you.
But and then she goes, well, you know what? That's fine. If you don't want to wear makeup, don't blame me for your career. And she goes, you could at least do your eyebrows and get a lash lift once a month. I said, Brooke, I said, if you pay for my lash lip once a month, I'll gladly
get one.
Do
you know what? I can't even listen to any more of this. This was a real conversation.
Is she rich and famous?
In all fairness, my sister earns a lot more money than I do.
Yeah, but doing what?
Doing what?
She's an occupational therapist and, she makes a fair bit of money. And her husband, they have like a, they've got their own cleaning business. They've got a lot of contracts around.
Who's happier?
Well, I think I'm pretty. I'm actually content with how I look.
Exactly.
You look good, Jade.
Like, you know, I said that to my sister. I said, I'm happy with how I am.
We need to get some proof for you, for your sister, so you can shove it right up her. 131009, would you listen to the show more if Jade wore makeup? I guarantee you.
Or
do you even care? Because, Jade, she sounds like a shallow.
Well, she reckons people do care about it. And I was like, you know what?
You listen to too many people, Jade. Just be yourself.
Yeah, you can't worry about that.
Just because
if you're happy and you're happy with the way you look, that is all that matters.
Just because this is what I've noticed about you, Jade. Like, your family, right? Everyone knows your family's your family.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't give them a pass to treat you like shit. I'm sorry.
Mm.
But if that's what your sister says to you, she's not very nice.
Well, I did say, Brooke, okay, thanks for the advice, but I'm going now. And we ended the conversation.
Here we go. Look, we got some calls.
Yeah, let's go to the phones.
UFM, Gabby, hey.
Hello, guys.
Are you going crazy hearing this like we are?
Yes, absolutely. Makeup is definitely not needed, Jade. Please, I will definitely keep listening to the show if you don't wear makeup. It's fine.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thank you, Gabby. We love you.
No good. No, thank you, Gabby. Colette, here's another one. Good morning, Colette. What are your thoughts?
Jade, you're beautiful and absolutely gorgeous. You do not need to wear makeup.
Like, thanks, Colette.
On. Thank you for your support on
this. That's very sweet, Colette. Trev, hello. How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Good. You're a bloke. Does Jade need to wear makeup?
Mate, these people who wear makeup, they're all fake.
Yep, there you go.
Plain and simple.
Yeah,
very
love
good.
Your work.
Thank
very
you, Trev.
Thanks,
Jade,
Trev.
You're about to cry. Don't cry.
The phones keep ringing.
There you go. That's what I wanted.
That's the proof that you look great and no one's worrying about that. We just like you for your personality because that is what makes a great show.
Oh, give her a hug, Creevo.
Thank
She's
you.
On the verge of tears. That's very... Don't cry.
Don't cry.
No.
It's not very nice. Tell your sister to screw herself.
Yeah. You don't need that sort of negativity in your life. No one does.
Well, this annoyed me.
Well, anyway. I like my glasses.
I do as
they
well.
They look good, Jay. I've said that many times.
I spent hours with you picking them.
Of course they look good.
Hey, celebrity loot up next. We've got $1,000 to give away. We're after Celeb 5.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
Yeah, newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. Creevo, can we run through who the first four are, please?
We've got Bill Gates is number two. Number one was
DJ Snake.
DJ Snake. Number three was Lewis Capaldi. Number four, Alicia Keys.
Very good. We're going to play next. Lines open. Call now. News time next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Creevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Creevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You ever have ignition? 3, 2, 1.
Geez, interesting day in politics yesterday, of course, as you're saying in your news just then, Hamish. Mm. Bob Catter passing on the reins to his son. Now, do you know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
You know, you've got issues in an Australian political party when the reins of the leadership are passed on to the son.
You become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Yeah, look, it was a hilarious press conference. Very Bob Catterish. In fact, he didn't hand over the reins. He made his son grab them and rip them off him.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Here you go, boy.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened to
got 100 want it.
What happened to the democratic process?
Oh, no, that doesn't apply.
I'm pretending to be a part of this conversation, but I don't know who this guy even is.
Bob Catter. Come on, Jade,
right,
you know who
Bob
Catter
is.
Who is he?
He's a Queensland MP. He wears the Akubra hat, and he had a go at about... he's very colourful, and he's got a unique way of speaking.
Okay.
We might try and find some audio. There was that thing
Surely
where he talks
you know
about... about
that guy, Jade.
He talked about, you know, when the gay marriage debate was on, and he said, oh, there's more important things about crocodiles eating people in the northern, in, you know, the northern the state. And
tried to deflect to crocodiles. Like, he's a weird unit.
Right, all right. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, he's an interesting character, and God bless his cotton socks, too, for making politics
interesting.
Rather interesting.
So he's like the Boris dude of Australia.
No, he's not.
Look, too hard to explain, James.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Read it in your own
but time. You always go Boris is a character.
Boris is a character. Yeah, it's a different type of character.
Very different.
You can be like a character, like just this, like, you know, colourful person.
Yeah.
But very different politically.
Oh, yeah, and it's got nothing to do about politics.
Yeah, just personality.
Crazy personality.
Yeah.
Hey, we got $1,000 to give away with Celebrity Loot. We're off to Celeb 5.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13:10:09. If you want to get your hands on $1,000, one celeb left, the money's yours.
Oh, here's Benny here from Happy Mobile Cafe. Come on in, mate.
Come on in.
Oh,
look at those delicious
treat.
Coffees.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Benny, come over here for a second. Now, tell me, you've got a flash new trailer now. Tell us about that. Where will you be this weekend? You got any jobs on?
At the moment, we don't have any jobs on this weekend, but you know what? We're always looking, and
ring up and hire the trailer, hire the van, get the boys out. You won't regret it. The best coffee you'll have.
I've got to say, delicious. I switched to almond milk recently.
Yeah.
Very hard to get a nice creamy almond milk latte. Benny and Carl, they've got it down.
They've nailed it.
Because you do it with happiness.
Always.
Oh, I love it.
I love that. Right. Integration of branding.
Celeb Loot next. Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber, 10,000 hours at New FM 739. Hello.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I'm just got to know those. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
We have five celebrity voices. Four have been identified. Voice number five is remaining. If you guess it correctly, you will win $1,000. 13:10:09 if you want to play, and newfm.com.au for all the incorrect guesses.
Excellent. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
How's Nelson Bay this morning?
That's wonderful, nice and cool.
How much better is it? I walked out of my front door this morning and the air of coolness just breezed over me.
Yeah, smooth.
Oh, it's awesome. It's really, really good.
Shut up, Crevo. Now, you watched the Super Bowl yesterday. We're just chatting about J-Lo and Shakira's performance at the halftime show. And there's a debate going on who was sexier, Shakira or J-Lo. What do you think, Jess?
Oh, Shakira.
Yeah, I agree. She slayed. Honestly, I was just telling the guys off air just then, Jess, I didn't realize how talented Shakira actually was. The dancing, wow, she can move those hips.
She was great.
Yeah.
I mean, that rope dance, Jade, that's almost going to turn you, I think. You've been talking about it all morning.
There was this moment in the halftime show, Jess, I'm sure you remember it, where she was dancing with the rope. It must have been traditional... I don't know, Puerto Rican or some sort of Latino flair.
Yeah.
It was absolutely incredible.
But
she's just announced a world tour now, so hopefully she comes to Australia.
Fingers crossed.
All righty, let's do this, Jess. $1,000 up for grabs. Celeb 5, give it to us.
Drew Barrymore.
No, it's not Drew Barrymore. I'm sorry. Oh. Thanks, Jess. Enjoy your day. Thanks for calling up.
Good morning, Alex. How are you? Alex, you there?
Yeah, mate, sorry.
That's all right, you're right. $1,000 on the line, there's one celebrity voice left. Who is it?
Is it Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez is not correct. Thank you, Alex. Enjoy your day. Thanks for calling, mate. You just finished work as well.
I know.
That would have been sweet.
A great way to end the day.
Yeah.
So thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today. Back again before 9.
That it is.
Up next, though, maths last night kicked off. Crevo, you didn't watch it this year.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I just like flicked on and Survivor was on at the same time. And I love Survivor as well.
Yeah. You were torn.
I thought one of you two will watch maths and then the show will have fully updated television.
I was in hell. I was watching a little bit of it, and I was just thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get through it. I really just, I don't like it. But I was watching it, and there was this part in the show where I think it was Poppy was referring to her two twins as,
God, there was some
Rooster and Block.
Rooster and Block, and if you get my drift, adults. And I was just thinking, that's no way to talk about your two twins.
Isn't it horrible? You know, last night I tuned in and I thought, wow, they've got the character. They actually, most of them are quite nice, and they've put the, you know, two or three
for now
wank jobs in there. There's one.
There's always one.
Oh, there's always one. But anyway, of course, there's only one person that can really dissect this properly, and that is NASA from Married at First Sight. He's doing his NASA's maths wrap up here next on the show, 7:45. Savage Garden live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Going for a top of 24 on the coast today, 26 at Maitland and the Valley, currently 21 degrees at Nobby's, of course. Massive night on telly last night, guys. You've been waiting for it. Maths has returned. There's only one person that we know, brilliant friend of the show. It's NASA's Maths Rap. This place is possessed. The bed collapsed.
I can't believe I still haven't got my blue tick from Instagram.
NASA, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good and female.
Did you see last night? Were you tuned in last night?
Yes. What are your thoughts, NASA, overall, first of all?
Well, the thing is, there's a few leaks already started to happen. As you know, one of the guys comes from Newcastle. I think it's Josh. Josh that comes from you. Well, he's a friend of Nick's. From Newcastle, if you remember Nick
it's
from last year.
It's funny because my housemate's boyfriend, he knows Josh as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. The links run deep.
We think Josh is only in there to get laid and to be on TV.
You see, I thought Josh was really sweet with his partner.
Yeah, well, at the beginning, you see, this is all at the beginning. Remember, we're all getting to learn the backstory.
Yeah.
And the backstories are always about family feuding. You're not marrying him. Are you kidding? You haven't had a boyfriend for 3 years. Blah, 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 blah. But apparently, Josh is only on there for as I said, to get laid and to be on TV.
See,
now, Poppy is the one that's funny, I think, because I posted a video about Poppy yesterday and what she said about her ex-husband tripping and going into the ex-worker's vagina.
I thought that
was a classic. But then, get this, Poppy, apparently, when the filming wrapped up, Poppy goes out and gets together with one of the girls on the show. And they're pashing off and they're going at it.
I actually heard her made a lesbian remark last night about making out with a girl in the episode.
Jeez.
Well, the two girls, the bodybuilder girl that never stopped talking, she gets matched up with her wedding is coming up in the next few days, but she gets matched up with this other girl. But they're all open, apparently. They're all open to get to whoever. So they're not really, like, lesbians. Like,
right, so they're bisexual relations.
Just going for a snack on the other side of the buffet, is it?
Yeah. So, and there is definitely an affair that's going to happen. Definitely an affair that's going to happen. But, you know, like, I watched last night and I thought to myself, look, and I hope you guys agree with me and the whole audience will agree with me on this one. If you've got two or three children, don't go on Married at First Sight, because I tell you what happened with us was that when the guys that had kids and the girls that had kids, the kids were tormented at school.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, you don't want that sort of gear going on, do you?
No, because, you know, the kids go to school and, you know, the other kids go, oh, I saw your mother or your father on TV.
You know what was horrible? Sorry, Jade. Yeah. With Poppy NASA, one of the comments she made last night, she referred to her twins as COC, and Block. How horrible.
It was really horrible, and that's all over the place this morning.
Yeah.
There's no tact. I mean, that video, I really thought, you know what, Poppy, I feel for you. No class. And the guy she got matched with, I can tell you that he's a very lovely man.
He looks nice.
Really, really lovely. He is a lovely man, and she doesn't treat him that well. I'm thinking to myself, hey, you're bloody lucky. Like, come on, Poppy, pull yourself together.
Now, do you know who else? It's not always about, you know, everyone always goes for the villainous female, but Michael on the show, what a tosser he is.
Yes.
Millionaire at 24, but he's a real arrogant dude.
He's a real tosser, and I can tell you now, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, it seemed to me last night is that, okay, who's going to be the villain? They're all fighting to be the villain, the one that cheats, the one that is outspoken. Mm. They're all going to take their say, say, I'm going to be known for that, you're going to be known for that, which I think it's a bit sad because the show has completely gone off the Richter
scale.
To be about love.
That's what you're saying, Nasser. It'll never be as good as your season because they've taken away the real love aspect.
Yeah. Look, with us, you could tell, if you even sit back one night and look at our season, we were like virgins on it. We had no idea what to expect. You know, we had no idea what to expect. These guys know what to do. They know how to script it. They know what to say.
They're playing a game, aren't they, NASA?
Well, it continues tonight. Yeah.
Yes, and just remember, before I go, I'll leave you with this. To me, it seemed like, the housewives of the western suburbs, and the guys are like Love Island with clothes on.
That is a good point. Hey, NASA, I will say, Valentine's Day this year, we can make the announcement now. We're doing the Novo's Kiss and Tell, which is a 2-hour singles cruise. And NASA, you're coming up to help us host this.
Yes, absolutely, and I'll be there, and I'll be handing out some flowers to all the eligible bachelors and bachelorettes. And we will have a fantastic night.
So think about this, guys. What we're going to do right is we're going to be live from Lake Macquarie on a boat, singles everywhere. We're going to have 10 people that we meet on the show, 5 girls, 5 guys, and we're going to live stream it from the boat on our Facebook page. NASA's going to almost be like the Cupid. So
that's
it's
right.
Newcastle's very own Maths/First Date.
It's happening on a boat here in the region. Can't wait.
And I can't wait either. I think it's going to be fantastic, and it will definitely be family viewing.
Yes, not like this Maths
Love
rubbish.
Your work, NASA. Thank you, my friend. We'll chat to you soon. I'll go into the news next at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
If you haven't bought a beer already this week, I'm just going to give you a heads up right now so you're not furious when you go to pay. But the prices of beer have gone up for the first time only at the start of this week because of an automatic levy, which is being put on for alcoholic beverages every 6 months.
Yeah, apparently more
apparently it's going to be going up and up and up.
More
tax for the government. Ugh. You know what? Two of my favourite things. And yeah, they just keep putting them up.
What
beer
are they?
And cigarettes.
No, it's not.
Smoking is bad. Moving and drinking
on,
moderation.
Moving on. Do not smoke, children.
Yeah,
it's very bad for you. I'm sick and tired of things going up. Like Australia will be the most expensive place on the planet.
I know.
And
our wage never goes up.
That's
so
the
it's
worst
just
part.
Like
you know what? The rate of pay increase per year does not match the rate of goods and services taxes that go up and up and up.
Oh,
each
I
year.
Agree. I agree. Hear, hear.
Maddie for president.
Fire up, Maddie.
Prime Minister.
But anyway, getting, be warned.
What would be
God,
your,
you know how
what
to wind
be
me
your,
up.
What would be your slogan, Maddie? No good. Greedy is no good.
Fun
Greedy
for all.
Is no good. I love it.
Oh, there you go.
Maddie for Prime Minister. I reckon you get a few votes.
Yeah, I reckon I would too.
I think you do pretty well. You love your politics, actually.
Yeah.
Politician Maddie.
There's your next career.
Jade, I can't be copying you.
Yeah, no, there's only one person who's allowed to go for me around here. It's me.
Okay.
All right. So do all the pets.
That's true.
I think I'd pick the dogs over that.
Hey, that'd be great. Yeah, sure. Give us a casino and a theme park. But anyway, guys, something interesting that I really want to talk about next, because I mentioned to you guys over the weekend, we had a family come stay with us, some friends, and they just had a 3-month-year-old baby not too long ago. And I didn't want to hold the baby. I didn't hold the baby, in fact.
How long were they there for? A few days?
Just a couple, two nights.
God, you didn't even hold it once.
No.
That must have been hard for you. You hate guests.
I don't hate guests. I just like my own
space. Despise them.
Hate guests. Benny, you got to get him to go. I'm sick and tired of looking at him.
But I know when I actually first brought this up to you guys yesterday, you did find it sort of interesting, Crevo, the fact that I didn't want to hold a baby. And I just want to put it out there that, like, I've never really felt naturally maternal. And I think a lot of women feel that way. And a lot of people sort of make you feel bad about the fact that you're not. And
I mean, it's something that I've noticed with you. Like, there's been a baby in the studio here before that you just, you know, it was so foreign to you, you didn't want to touch it. And I'm just so curious about it because you are right. I'm sure there are lots of women out there. But I wonder, Jade, because of this, is that what is, like, the biggest factor that stops you wanting to have children? Because, I mean, you're in your, like, you're approaching mid-30s in a couple of years.
I don't know.
Not that there's a time and a place, but reality
is the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah. No, it's just, I'll get into it. There's multiple factors, but I guess I saw a news article come up from Alison Langdon, who's
on the Today Show.
She's the host now with Carl. And it's funny that she felt and feels the same way as I do. So I just want to have a chat about it next and just know and just put the word out there to any other women who sort of feel the same way about you is that it's okay because people do make you feel very bad about it. Well, not that that's your intention, but you feel quite judged in a way.
Yeah, so, that's not right.
So we'll delve into that in a minute.
Well, 13109, maybe you're not maternal as well. Like, give us a call and let's chat about it because it's something that I don't think you've really spoken about that much before, Jade. So it's
an interesting
topic. Okay, we're going to do it after Kygo. Remind me to forget. Good morning, Newcastle. It's 105.3 New FM. Kygo, remind me to forget. We are live across Newey. This is 105.3 New FM. Cooler day today, Newcastle. Tops of 24 degrees on the coast, 26 out at Maitland and the Valley. Jade, interesting topic you've brought up this morning, and it's a chat about your lack of maternal instincts. So we're just unpacking that at the moment. After the article you sent through to us yesterday about Alison Langdon from the Today Show, she had similar feelings.
Correct. So so this all spurred because over the weekend I had friends stay who have a three-month-old baby, and I didn't hold the baby once. I touched it once. I purely rubbed its little leg so I could put its scent onto my dog so they would familiarize. That's as far as it got. And it's okay, don't get me wrong. I love kids. I'm actually, in fact, really good with kids. Kids love me. But when I can interact with them, it's okay. But I just find the whole baby aspect, I'm just not really that into. And I actually read this article from Alison Langdon. They did an interview with her, and she actually said that she felt exactly the same. Like, she grew up watching her sister gush over babies, and she'd shield away from them herself, and she'd decline holding babies and children when family and friends would offer her the opportunity. And I'm like, oh, I'm not alone, because I've always sort of felt that it's just me. But there's actually a lot of women out there that sort of do feel this way, and they sort of say that you just sort of just not naturally maternal. But the thing is, she's actually had two children now, and she said that she sort of freaked out at first, and she just researched, like, anything.
Studied up on it.
Yeah, on parenthood, and she said that she sort of found herself, you know, amongst that and having her own baby. And I'm sure if I had one, I'd be fine.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
I'm not doubting the fact I'd be a good mother. But
you just don't naturally feel that instinct to, you know, pick up a baby or hold a baby.
Well, and the thing is, too, like Maddie brought up, I'm 34 this year. I am approaching, and I have actually spoken on the show about looking into getting my eggs frozen because I am getting older. And to be honest, I don't really want to have children anytime soon. So I do know that there is a possibility that one day I may not be able to have them.
And are you comfortable with that? Like, have you and your husband, Benny, both discussed this? Because you are married, and I'm guessing in a marriage, I wouldn't know, of course, but, like, you know, are you guys both on the same page when it comes to this?
Yeah, we are. We have discussed it, and the thing is, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'm actually okay with it.
Okay.
Because for me, I've never grown up wanting to be a mother. Like, I have friends who've, that's all they wanted in life. I just want to be a mum and have a family.
Well, let's go to Sarah on line 10. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good. Now, are you feeling what Jade's saying? Have you, is this something that you feel the same about as well?
Yeah, 100%. So, Jade, I think it's completely normal. So, I'm 35.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have a 4.5-year-old, and I'm very unexpectedly pregnant, 23 weeks pregnant with a second.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I'm exactly the same as, thank you. I'm exactly the same as you. Babies don't excite me. I look at them and I go, eh. I really do.
No, but I can relate to that. Like, yeah. I don't get excited or fuzzy over a baby.
No, and I don't enjoy being pregnant. I really don't. And I can't fathom women who do enjoy it. And they would be thinking the same about me, that they can't fathom why I don't enjoy it.
Sarah, but once you had your first, did something change? Like, did that maternal instinct kick in once it happened, or...?
No.
Yeah.
I still, so as I said, he's Arthur, my son. He's almost 4.5.
Yeah.
And I love him to pieces. Like, I wouldn't change him for the world, and he's an awesome kid. But I still don't want to go and hold my friend's babies, and I'm kind of relieved when they don't offer me a hold, because, you know, I can only look at a baby for so long and make so many compliments about it, and then they get offended if you kind of go, here, just take it back, I'm finished.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how I feel. Sometimes, like, people do feel offended when you don't want to hold their child, and it's just like, it's not personal, it's just, it's me, no. I just don't feel comfortable, and I would rather...
Not into it.
Yeah. No, that's... thank you, because that's really enlightening.
Thanks for your insights,
very
Sarah.
Interesting call, for sure.
All right, let's take another one. One more. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well, Jess. What are your thoughts on this?
So I probably offer a bit of a different perspective.
Okay.
Maybe, personally, I have a few medical conditions.
Yep, yep.
And they would be passed on to my kids. So I've sort of switched off that maternal, like, instinct from a very young age.
Okay. So you've always thought, you know what, I don't want to, you know, go down that route because of what might happen, you know, from a medical perspective.
Yeah, I just think it's hard enough for me, and I don't think I would like to pass that on to my children, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do understand. And how, if you weren't, if you didn't have that condition, would you have a child? Would you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think I would. I think I definitely would. I mean, I love kids. I would touch them, hold them. That's fine by me. But there's no, like, real drive for me to want to have a kid.
Yeah, okay. So now that you've sort of, in your mind, switched that off, when a friend of yours has a baby, are you drawn to hold it? Or are you like, oh, it's switched off, so I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'm a bit indifferent.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of the person that would be, like, happy to play with them and hang out with them and look after them. But at the end of the day, I'd be happy for them to, like, go back to their mom and dad.
Now, Jess, real talk here, like, and feel free to tell me to mind my business, but what condition are you suffering from, if you don't mind me asking?
So I suffer from a condition called Cowden syndrome, and I also have a few other ones.
Yeah.
But that means I would develop certain cancers. I've already had cancer, and I'm in my mid-20s. And I also have an immune deficiency, so even the fact of being pregnant is going to be...
Like, really hard.
Really hard for my body,
Now, how are you at the moment, Jess? Are you all good?
Yeah, I'm great now.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Good to hear. Well, look, thank you so much for sharing that with us. As far
unique
as
perspective to think about, you know, people that sort of switch off on purpose as a choice.
Yeah, like, it's almost the maternal instincts there, but, like, what a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
That would be hard.
Yeah, well, but there you go. Up next, guys, I'll get into a round of Love It or Loathe It here at New FM. It's 8:22. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, it's that time of day to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Of course, our only rule is there's no fence sitting allowed. Today's topic is paying for your friends and family at your own birthday.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
They've got to pay for you. It's your birthday.
Well, okay.
I'd say everyone pays their own.
Okay, interesting, right? Mm. Because I've got to keep it brief. My birthday coming up next month, I'm inviting a whole heap of people, including you guys, of course.
Oh, thanks, Maddie.
I want to go to a nice restaurant. So I wanted to go down to Battlesticks.
Oh, that's really fancy, Maddie. Is this where they give you a little piece of asparagus on the plate and they charge you $50?
No.
Don't be shitting restaurants.
I'm just saying, fine dining. Jade. They always give you the tiniest meal and they charge you $100.
Jade, for you, it's either schnitzel and chips and then everything else is fine dining. Not how it works. There's different degrees of it.
You know what? They do normal food, Jade.
Oh, good. Okay.
But this comes. Look, my friends were up on the weekend. They surprised me, come to visit, and I'm like, hey. I want to go to this restaurant, and including you have whinged in them about the price of the place. So I'm like, I've toyed with, you know, do I just put, you know, $600 on the table, feed everyone?
No. Then I thought,
you know what? I'm not paying people to be there. If you don't want to come and spend $40 on a meal, then don't come.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
I think that's reasonable.
But my friend was like, you should pay.
No. I disagree with him on that. No.
I think, like, everyone pays their own, and then you all chip in for the birthday boy or girl. That's how it works.
Really? It should cost me nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Like,
your 30th birthday, and here I am, like, thinking, oh, should I just, you know, just pay for everyone?
Is your mum coming? Like, are you doing a family do?
Is Suzanne coming?
Susie. I want to meet Susie.
No.
Suzanne.
No. I thought you and Suzanne were friends already.
Oh, Maddie's trying to keep us apart because he knows we'd become besties.
Love can never tear you apart. That's what I've learnt.
Jade. You know what? At the end of the day, my mum, she's had an issue with every milestone birthday.
Oh, that's true,
18, 21st, I don't want to make it the hat trick.
She got you kicked out of your 21st.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Sorry, Suzanne, you've got to stay home.
No,
Maddie,
I'll do
Maddie
something
wants
nice
to stay
with her.
Out.
I'm just not risking it again with colleagues and her friends. Anyway, thanks for clearing it up, guys. Are you coming, Jay?
Yeah, I'll come.
I'd be very offended.
I'll spread my wings.
Jade will order the side of chips.
No, yeah.
Garden, exactly.
Can you get fries?
One garden salad, please.
They do beautiful sweet potato fries, though. Anyway, coming up next is the news with Hamish. It's 105.3 New FM, 8:32. Good morning, Newcastle.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The New FM.
3, 2, 1.
Every year after the Super Bowl, there's one big story non-sport related to come out of it. This year, it is the Shakira weird tongue thing that she did. Here's a little sample in case you missed it. Now, what I noticed straight away after hearing that is Jade has actually done this before, and I think Shakira copied her.
Oh.
Have a listen to Jade doing this just weeks ago here on the show. Who does it better?
God, we're crazy. Shakira.
No,
Shakira has more rhythm in hers.
She does not.
She's got a drum. Of course she has more rhythm.
Ready? You want me?
That's too much. Too. It's very annoying.
No, I can do it. She got her moves from me. To JD.
Sometimes,
not Shakira,
you know,
Shakira.
For those of you out there that might be thinking, surely she's not serious.
I am.
She's serious.
Really? Because, that video was on the internet, so it is possible Shakira saw that and went, I'm having some of that for my Super Bowl performance.
Don't be jealous,
one
Maddie.
Thing we've
one
learnt,
day you'll set a trend.
One thing we've learnt here, Shakira can flick a tongue.
She kind of dropped off the radar though, didn't she, Shakira? Yeah. I haven't heard of her since.
For tax evasion.
Circa 2002.
She almost went to jail.
Oh. Okay.
No, her hips don't lie.
Yeah.
Her tongue does.
Oh, man, she can, honestly, she, last night, she turned the heat up. I had to take my jacket off because it was just smoking.
It was too hot.
It was too hot.
Even though the breeze was coming through. Cool change was in the air. Not for JD.
Crevo, up next. Where did you fall asleep? What did you do?
So another story out of the Super Bowl was very expensive if you want to attend it in person. In fact, tickets, about $6,000 to $8,000 for a lot of them.
Nah.
So this one guy had pretty good seats, quite close to the front. Video footage of him, though, fast asleep in a great seat at the Super Bowl. So what I thought we could do, 13:10:09, where did you fall asleep? And an awkward situation is better. Maybe it was at work. Maybe it was at a concert or event. I had one on the weekend. Very embarrassing. I had friends over for a barbecue on Saturday. We're all sitting on the couch having a little cheese and bicky afterwards.
Yeah.
I fall asleep. Emmy's like, hey, wake up.
I don't want to entertain your friends.
How embarrassing. Did they leave shortly afterwards?
No, they were hanging around a bit longer. Oh, they're good friends.
See, that would be like a
Get out.
Come on, clearly they are good friends, because my friends, you wouldn't want to fall asleep around them. They'll do things.
Yeah, it's when the shaver comes out, the Nico pen.
Haven't quite grown up yet.
Yes, I have this mo now. Okay.
13:10:09 gives a buzz. Awkward places you fell asleep.
Andy Grammer, Don't Give Up On Me, right now, live across Newcastle. Good morning. Andy Grammer, Don't Give Up On Me, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, currently 19 degrees at Cessnock. And this morning, Crevo, we're talking, where did you fall asleep?
That's right. So a guy spent $6,000 on a prime seat at the Super Bowl, not even front row or anything. Very expensive. By 5 minutes in, he was asleep and slept most of the first quarter.
God, you'd be filthy.
That's a lot of money to waste.
$6,000.
Exactly right. So we thought, awkward places you've fallen asleep. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Emma.
Hi.
Hey, Emma. Where's the awkward place you fell asleep?
It wasn't me. It was my mother's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, saucy. What happened?
Tell us more.
Well, it was the first year of the Newcastle 500.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw him randomly. He was fast asleep in a camping chair along the racetrack.
What, on TV?
No, not on TV, but...
In real life.
Now, real talk there, Emma, around the Newcastle 500, you know, when you go down there, there's a lot of places so that aren't shaded. Was he wearing a hat at least?
Yeah, well, the size of him wouldn't have covered much.
Okay, so it would have looked like a giant squid.
After being burnt in that sun. Now, did things end okay, or did it not end too well?
Well, between him and my mother?
Yeah.
Oh, he was an
ass. Okay.
There you go.
Well, the dirty dog deserved the sunburn then, didn't he?
What did you call him, Jay?
Giant squid.
Giant squid.
I was meant to say lobster, I realised, because they go red in the sun, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, well, in the boiling pot. Yeah.
Thanks, Emma.
Sarah, how are you?
Hey, Sarah.
Good thing, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Awkward places you fell asleep. What happened?
So my partner and I at the time went to the movies to see It 2. He really didn't want to see the movie, but I really wanted to. So he went with me.
Mm-hmm.
Within 10 minutes of the movie starting, I fell asleep and slept through the whole thing.
Now, is it because it's just a boring as batshit movie, Sarah?
I'd had a few beverages before the movie.
Okay.
Oh, well, that'll
so
do
I
it.
Think that, and I typically fall asleep during movies anyway, but at this actual cinema, and so he had to watch the whole movie on his own, and he didn't enjoy it at all.
Were you in gold class, or at least in, you know, any of the recliners?
Just normal.
Oh, that's
just
impressive.
The old sack of goon in there, eh? Well, that's a problem with gold class and stuff, because they bring you so many drinks. Bring the drinks to your table.
Too comfortable
as
well.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you for your call. One more.
Colette, how are you?
Yes.
So where did you fall asleep, or someone you know?
I fell asleep at my Year 12 muck-up.
Oh.
There's an exciting muck-up.
What happened there?
Well, I made the rules, you know, it was like, if you fall asleep, you get your eyebrows shaved, you know, like, and if you vomit, you're you know, you're just weak. And, yeah, I did both of those, so I got my eyebrows shaved and, yeah.
Oh, no. Jeez. How devastating.
I ended up with the nickname of Mrs. Bouquet because I had a bucket with me, so.
And did you, was this before formal?
Yeah, it was the night before formal.
So you turn up to formal, you've got one eyebrow, and then feeling sad and sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
What are you doing that? Did you have to draw one on, though, Colette? Like, how does it work when that happens?
Yeah, I just tried to get a friend of mine to make it look as good as the other one. I don't know. It was horrible.
Delete that time from your memory.
Thank you, Colette.
Thanks for that.
Oh, dear. Boys, great stories there. Hey, our celebrity loot up next. $1,000, guys. Let's give it away today. Wouldn't that just tie the bow up nicely?
Wouldn't it? It would beat the midweek blues for tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was Wednesday then. And here they are. We're after Celeb 5.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13:10:09. Get your hands on $1,000. All you need to do is correctly identify celebrity number 5.
All right, we'll do it next. 8:49.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I just got. To know those, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
We have 5 celebrity voices. 4 have already been identified, so you just need to guess voice number 5 correctly, and the cash is all yours. $1,000. 13:10:09 to play, and you can check out all the incorrect guesses at newfm.com.au.
All right, let's play it one more time, because we want to give this dosh away today.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Let's go to Josh. How you doing this morning, mate?
Good, yourself, Trevor?
Very well, thank you. Let's win you $1,000, make this day better for you. Who's voice number 5?
Well, I'd hope it'd be Walt Simes, because I'm thinking I'm coming right past the studio as we speak. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry is incorrect. Thanks, Josh. Enjoy your day, brother.
She's got extra toes, did you know?
Does she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, very true.
Wow. Fun fact with Crevo. Amy Fingal Bay, hello.
Hi, how you going?
We're doing well, thank you. Now, you're a landscaper. How's work for you going at the moment?
I think today is going to be a lot better than the last few days, that's for sure.
Oh, Amy, I planted some ornamental pears in my backyard because I've worked out that I can't, like, keep any outdoor plants alive. So I did my research and apparently they're sturdy plants.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Jay's all right, Amy, let's win you some money. Who do you think Celeb 5 is for $1,000?
I'm gonna go Katy Perry.
No.
I have no idea.
Oh, thanks,
you're
Amy.
You're keeping
thanks
us in suspense.
Yeah, God, that was almost
I was like, oh.
I was like, sorry for putting you on the spot, but it's kind of the
that's
point
how
of the game.
Works. Yeah.
Last one.
James, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. So, $1,000 on the line. Who do you think voice number 5 is?
No,
absolutely not. Sorry. No, sorry, man. Enjoy your day. Thanks for calling, though. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Guys, it lives to fight another day. It's got to be this
week. Can't believe it.
Yeah, well, you got to believe it because that's reality. It's happening right now.
Yeah, this is true. Okay, 105 minutes commercial free coming up next with producer Jackson. Mate, what's on the way?
Yo. A bit of time tonight. You know what I was looking at the other day?
What?
I think that if you slap a blonde wig on Elton John, that's what Tone Tonight is going to look like in 50 years. They're very similar looking.
I've never thought about that.
Just do some Googling, do some Photoshop, and enjoy that ride. Eminem in the playlist as well.
Oh, there you go, Crevo. You've started a trend after Eminem won the song challenge last week.
Yeah, Godzilla, wasn't it?
What a great song that is.
Ooh.
Get your ears around that.
Bang. Imagine Dragons as well. They're going to kick things off after 9.
Still a good song. I really like this
song. Yeah, it's good.
Pumps y'all.
Very good. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off next. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.